Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard Gage coming up in 5 minutes, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, sending shockwaves across the world of awakening to false flag terror, will be joining us. And then, of course, we are going to have just a super guest on, Bob Chapman. Finishing up with Jim, a newcomer, a longtime Midas broker, head broker there. Jim, I mean, the magnitude of them saying, oh, the banker bailout, it'll all be transparent. But then I read the bill, it said it'll all be secret, again, lying to the people. Then the foreign-owned Federal Reserve steals $8.5 trillion, and the lawsuit with Bloomberg, the federal government says, you know, the Federal Reserve's private. They don't have to tell you. I mean, this spells curtains for the dollar. People had better move into gold.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, these people have never been transparent. They never will be since the, you know, the creation of the banking system. They're there to make money with our money. The precious metals are the only thing that are true currency. They have real intrinsic value, and they'll always maintain their value and their purchasing power. No matter what the value of them is, it will always buy you the same amount of goods and services at any period of time in history.
Did you see the New York Times yesterday saying the Federal Reserve is going to issue its own T-bills and basically openly become the government?
I didn't see it in the New York Times. I did see an article to that effect on the Internet this morning. Yes.
Unbelievable. Again, how good a deal as a gold and silver broker, decades of this, is this for Ted to buy this stuff at the 740 range and with gold up at 815, 820 to be selling it now for that price?
Well, I quite honestly, I don't know where he finds this gold to begin with. I mean, he makes commitments months in advance to have this delivered to us, and he goes all over the face of the earth. He's out of town right now looking for new opportunities for your radio listeners and more things that we can offer to get people involved. And he looks for precious metals in all price ranges. So no matter whether you've got a lot of money or you're a little bit of money, he wants people to get started, to understand that it's important that they have a portion of their portfolio in precious metals because the collapse is coming. The collapse is at hand. I mean, we're mid-collapse right now. And it's important for people to take a look at their assets, get the precious metals as financial security and insurance, and we'd be more than happy to help them.
Well, all the mainline analysts are now saying 30% in gold and silver. And decades ago, you know, they would, or just a year or two ago, they'd say 10%. And then this is the best deal you're going to find out there, a huge range of gold and silver. But it will end. It will end Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tail end of it. And we've even got some buffaloes there available at an insane price, 800-686-2237. And the brokers will be there throughout the weekend. And if you happen to call when somebody's out to lunch or something, there's 26 brokers there now. During the weekend, there's about 6, 7, 8, I'm told. If they happen to be out or at lunch, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back if you want in on this deal. They'll be there up until midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. And what Ted does, he buys when it's low, and he sells when it's low, but then he also sells when it's high. But he passes on that savings, and that's why he annihilates all of his competition, ladies and gentlemen. But he's at the end of the last buy. Remember, he sold out of the buy at 700. Then he bought in at 740, knowing it was going to go up. Then it went up to, you know, it's up at 820 or so. And it's at the tail end of that. Next week, it's going to be up in the 800 range. So pay now while it's 740, you know, priced in there. 800-686-2237. Anything else, Jim?
No, just want to wish everybody out there a good holiday season.
Absolutely. Now, again, brokers are going to be there all weekend.
They will.
800-686-2237. And if you get in tonight, don't wait, folks. Give them a call. Again, Jim, it's got to feel good to be able to pitch gold and silver at this low a price, this good a deal.
Oh, absolutely. It's always good when we know that we're helping people.
Well, I mean, most places have shut down and saying they're out. Again, Ted has been in it so long, 30 years, and is so trusted by international brokers, he's able to get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
800-686-2237. All right, Jim, I'm going to let you go in there and answer the phones.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We're going to have Jim back on in the near future to really give us his economic view and more. But we've got Richard Gage coming up. And then, of course, we've got Bob Chapman on this Friday edition. Stay with us.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Recapping, while we get Richard Gage on the line, what I was talking about last hour with the military, the police being used by the foreign banks to take over the country, to enforce the takeover. It is not my opinion. It is all over the news. The Washington Post, CNN, CBS News, the Army Times, that under PDD 51, NORTHCOM has now made the United States a military jurisdiction of the executive, and that Congress isn't allowed to see the full text of PDD 51, and that governors serve at the pleasure of the president, and that they're abolishing the National Guard and making it a total integrated force under the president. Its main mission to suppress the American people under riots, civil insurrection. And we have board governors of the Federal Reserve and former ones telling Bloomberg, the New York Times, and others that they've been told that we are now under War Powers Act and that even the regional Federal Reserve banks aren't allowed to be brought into what's happening. Now, I don't completely believe that. I believe they have been threatened with it. We know they have. But a lot of them know this is so criminal, they're claiming they're not involved. I mean, this is the chutzpah, just the outrageousness, the arrogance, the wanton bravado of what we're seeing just stuns the mind. And so the military, the police have been federalized, and they're publicly pointed at the states and pointed at the Congress, which is as powerful or more powerful than the president in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the three branches of government. This is classical tyranny to have a president or a prime minister or Julius Caesar, the head of the Senate in Rome, to tell the Senate, I am over you and the military works for me. That's what they mean by he crossed the Rubicon. That is the river in the north over by Austria. And for 500 years before, 400 years before, it was illegal, high treason, to bring any of the legions past the Rubicon, to bring them south. And, of course, he crossed the Rubicon, and brought them into Rome. That's what this is. And so I want the military, the police, the FBI, you have crossed the Rubicon. You have engaged in high treason. I don't care if your commander-in-chief ordered you to do it. This is a tyrannical thing that's happening. 9 times out of 10, nations never recover from this. Mass looting then occurs, and mass looting is now occurring. Caesar, of course, robbed the rich Roman elite. He used that to pay off the military. It was very bad for, actually, the wealthy, as well as the main class. The middle class and the poor and the slaves and everybody else, the bondservants. I mean, this is not good for anybody but Caesar. But the globalists plan to be able to checkmate Caesar because they're international in scope. It's a global empire, so it's more like the Roman Empire having dictatorships over its possessions. And the United States is a possession. You have this international financial umbrella that isn't based in any one country. Now saying they're going to issue government's T-bills, you'll buy government bills, government notes, government bonds directly from them, you'll pay your carbon taxes directly to them. This is open, complete, tyrannical, undemocratic, as the Financial Times of London said, but said it was good, that's good, effective management. As David Rockefeller said, you know, that we need to get rid of the auto-determination of democracies and sovereign nations and go to a world governed by the international banking elite. Said that back in the 70s on record. You can pull up the actual quote if you want. That's a paraphrase. And they're now doing it. And this has now happened. And so you can't live in that gray area anymore, people in government, bureaucrats, all of you. You can't say, oh, that's just made up. Oh, that's not happening. It's all happening. It's all out in the open. Hundreds of newspapers, but telling you it's good. People say, well, you're reading mainstream news. I thought we can't believe them. Well, they lie. They spin. They do things on certain issues. Like the media says, it's the law. You've got to take vaccines. There's no law. That's a lie. But more often than not, it's a spin. Or they, you know, they tell the truth, but say it's good. You know, they say something bad is good. Oh, it's good to have troops on the streets. Oh, it's good for the president to be a dictator. Oh, it's good. And see, the establishment's putting everything behind Obama. He's the new puppet, the new figurehead. They're bringing him in to throw it in everybody's face. Now, this constantly happens with our guests. It's not on our end most of the time. It's a time zone issue. Richard Gage, bottom, I bet you $1 million, and thinks he's on next hour. But that's when we have Bob Chapman, so we'll have to move Richard Gage to another day. But that's okay, because I want to open the phones up for the listeners specifically. Hey, guys, forget the Gage thing. Hey, Aaron, forget it. Forget it. I don't care if you've got him. I don't want to give the phone number out and then not do it. Did you get him? Yeah, just forget it. It's a time zone issue. You've got to tell him over and over again, these guests, time zone, 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 because it's just an endless issue. Okay, no big deal. Send him up next week. Thank you. Okay. Now, Americans have overall been good people throughout their history on average, better than really any other nation if you study history. And look at the milk and honey. Look at the success it bred. But throughout history, corrupt elites come in and take over governments. And it's just been a corporate takeover. Our government's set up under agencies and a corporate model. The last 100 years, it's moved away from a true Republican form of government into this kind of robber baron ruled system. And they've been expanding their power, their monopolies ever since. And they're using the military and the police in the name of security to cement their gains, to cement the takeover, because they can't just come into the government and steal $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and then sail off into the sunset. No, 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 no. That's done to expand their power, to buy up the depressed stock market, to buy up all the assets while posing as saviors. And they know the public's going to get mad. They know the public's going to find out. They'll just burn a few scapegoats and then move forward into the new SERF system. They say they want you poor. They say they want you bankrupt on record. This is how they want to manage you. They want to use food as a weapon. And so it is open tyranny, open despotism, the gauntlet thrown in everyone's face, and we have a decision to make. Are we going to go along with this? The American people, won World War II, we've gone on through a Great Depression, we were told we're the good guys, our government's good. The American people started trusting government, forgot the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it was taken out of schools. The foundations went into high gear to dumb the population down, to use their public relations, psychological warfare systems, to train everybody to think they were on an endless vacation and didn't need to be involved in society. And federalization was radically expanded across this country and other nations. And so the American people went to sleep. They disengaged. And in just one area, suddenly the milk was 90%. The formula was filled with deadly poison melamine. Suddenly there was mercury in the shots. And from 1 in 25,000 had autism to now 1 in 87, the latest numbers. And the cancer rates exploded. And they approved deadly GMO foods. You see, that's just one example of where we're not involved, horrible things happen. We're not informed, horrible things happen. What would happen if you owned, say, a business with 25 employees, and you said, I'm going away for 20 years, I'm going to put a manager in charge, and no one can review him, no one can look at him, no one can double-check what he's doing. He runs the bank account, he can do whatever he wants. Well, let's say he was a good manager, but he dies in 5 years, or he goes to a new job, some new guy gets in. That person's corrupt, or a bad manager. Overnight, everything is stolen, the thing falls apart and breaks down. Now, imagine the national security state, 1947, set up by the companies that shipped in the heroin and cocaine, the legal pharmaceutical companies. Check out the founding of the CIA out of Yale, predominantly, running all these black ops. They're given unlimited secrecy, unlimited funding, unlimited power, license to kill. Basically, British intelligence already had a big foothold. This was a big issue in the news in the 20s, 30s, 40s. Basically takes over our government through the roundtable groups, the Council on Foreign Relations. They write news articles in England bragging about it in the newspaper that they now run the U.S., not the British people, the British elite, who know how to manage empires, who know how to covertly take over countries. They had the corporate takeover then, and now they've been expanding it ever since. They use us as an engine to take over the world, and now they're completely bankrupting us and blowing us out. They've had unlimited secrecy, power, and funding for 60 years, since 1947. For 61 years. Now, what would happen with your children if you said, I'm going to leave my 10 and 11-year-olds, hypothetically, somebody out there, I'm going to leave for 6 months. Here's the money. Here's the credit cards. Have fun. Or teenagers, a 14 and 15-year-old. I'm leaving. Here's the keys to the car. Here's the bank account. I'm leaving. What would happen when you came home? But these aren't children you left at home. This is powerful, ruthless, power-hungry men, and now it's their children and their grandchildren in control. And they've gotten away with millions of things, and so now they just said, well, we'll just bankrupt everything, take everything over, everybody will be destitute, we'll have all the currency, and then we'll become absolute kings and openly have the banks become world government in your face, and that's now happening. And we'll build FEMA camps and train the public, torture is good, and secret arrest is good, and we'll stage terror attacks if they try to remove us from power and blame it on them as a pretext to stomp on them. And we'll regulate their lives and tax them and shut down their farms and ranches, and we'll totally enslave them. And that's what's now happened. I want to hear from the military. I want to hear from police. I want to hear from citizens about what you've heard me talk about in the last few hours, how you think we counter it, where you think this is going. Your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. When we get back, websites are InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm committed to how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Phones, if you're in the military, in the secret police, in the police, if you're for getting rid of posse comitatus, troops on the streets, secret arrest of U.S. citizens, call in and let us know. If you are against it, let us know. I mean, if you heard me talk about this a decade ago and now you see it all unfolding, what's your idea of a way to reach out to the military and police and educate them about what's going on so they see the big picture so we can stop it? When you hear me hang up on a caller, that's your chance to call in because the phones are obviously loaded. And the number's 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to give each of these callers just a minute or two so we can get to everybody. Dave in Singapore, a first-time caller. By the way, in Singapore for over a decade, they've had cameras in the bathrooms, public bathrooms. If you drop a piece of litter, They put you in jail for a couple of years. And it's the model of the New World Order. So Dave from New World Order Central, welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm on a Skype phone. I got two things. I hope you give me a little bit of time to get to it. One is an idea I have for help fighting the New World Order. And the other is kind of about you, I guess. I just wanted to say, I started waking up about a couple of years ago just by studying 9/11 and realizing that that was, what that was up. And then I started watching sort of CR change videos and stuff. And I like to watch them with my daughter and try to educate her kind of about what's going on, explain to her about 9/11 is a lie. And then I just started probably listening to your radio show about 6 months ago and got exposed to you. And, I just have to say either – If you're the real deal, you're like a hero. I mean, it's really unbelievable. If there's one thing I have learned with this waking up is that you can't take everything at face value, and most things are a lie. So I've tried studying you, and I've looked at a lot of the things out there, and I've seen, I know there's a lot of people out there trying to debunk you, and and like 99% of it's either garbage. Or it seems like it's some little personal thing that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not all COINTELPRO. It's not all government. A lot of it's just mass mental illness, but that's all part of the overall programming. Number one, proof is in the pudding. Sir, you can listen to shows I did 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Watch my films made 10, 11 years ago. Now everything I covered there is mainstream. If I tell you there's an executive order to give you a national ID card in 93, I show you the executive order and the document number. If I tell you... $8.5 trillion's been stolen. I said before that they were going to steal, and we predicted $10 trillion. Now it looks like it's going to be even more. So, I mean, of course I'm for real, but regardless, everybody obsesses on me instead of obsessing on, well, you know what's true now. You've gone and researched. Now you're a leader. Go out and wake up others.
Let me ask you one thing. What did you think of Bill Cooper?
Well, Bill Cooper was an alcoholic, and I didn't ever try to attack him. He got mad because the network put me on at night, and he thought, and I'd really, really never heard his show because I didn't listen to a lot of shortwave. I was busy, but I'd seen his book. It was all about flying saucers, so I didn't finish it. Somebody had given it to me on Access TV like in 96, and then he really started attacking me in 98 because he was an egomaniac, and, talking about flying saucers in the ocean and aliens and all this stuff. And I've tried to never attack him, but people resurrected old tapes he edited of me and stuff. And I just feel sorry for Bill. And he really let him set him up and, ran out there and helped him kill him. And it's just a big distraction, sir. I don't talk about flying saucers and all that stuff, man. I'm sorry. And it's all like an ego thing, like it's two football teams and who's for who. I'm sorry for Bill. But anybody, he was a liar, though. One time I had him on the radio and he was cussing and I delayed him once. Then I said, please don't cuss again. I delayed him again. And I said, okay, thank you. Bye bye. And then he went around saying he never cussed. The guy cussed on air. He cussed at everybody. He was yelling at the board op going, you effing little idiot. I told you to call this number to effing have me on. And then he says that he didn't, he was a pathetic drunk. And I don't like attacking people, but if you really want to know, that's it. Is that your answer? You like that answer? Anything else, sir?
I believe you. I mean, I know you're putting out a lot of truth out there, and I'll tell you the best.
Look, man, some dead drunk, and I drink a few beers too. But the point is, he would get falling down drunk, okay? And I was nice. He said the IRS was after him. He needed help. I call him up and I go, "Hey, this is Alex Jones. I'd like to interview, get you some help for the IRS." And he goes, "I've heard you, you little S-H-I-T. You don't know as much as I do." And I said, "Well, I'd like to have you on and help you out with the IRS." I mean, that's what I get for helping him, is him doing that. And then you call me 7 years after he's dead and ask me about him. It isn't about Bill Cooper. Okay? It's about Northcom, the New World Order. Get our heads screwed on straight. Deal with the issues. I ask callers to call in and talk about what we're going to do about what's coming down on us. Not a dead alcoholic crazy person.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Way up north, way up north.
You know what? I get sick of, people asking me why I'm not dead. Because I'm a major figure, and if they kill me, it will only validate everything I've said. Because what I've been saying is scarily accurate, because I do my homework. The establishment doesn't want to do that. They do want to discredit me with national television hit pieces and hit pieces in newspapers and everything else. But I am not here to get involved with all the egos and all the other people out there, and I don't like folks asking me about stuff like that because you'll get the truth from me. I'm tired of being Mr. Nice Guy. We don't have time for this. Bill Cooper's a very sad story. Okay? It's a very sad thing. And you know, that's all I can say. It isn't about me. I'm not in his story. I'm not part of his story, other than trying to help him and being treated horribly for it via egomania. That's all I do is bring other people on and try to uplift them and put out edifying information so people know what's happening. Now, I asked you callers about the New World Order and how we defeat it and what we do about NORTHCOM being activated against the people and the banks stealing $8.5 trillion. I mean, does anybody care about that? Does anybody want to address that? Let's say Alex Jones is the worst person in the world. They did steal $8.5 trillion. They won't say where it went. This is politically insane. If we get the word out on this, we may be able to bring him to justice. It just blows me away. I mean, am I for real? Well, do I have video of Marines training to take your guns? Do I put up an AP article about them trying to pay off the police chief of San Antonio, Delta Force, to take over with secret martial law preparation? And then do I go videotape the police chief in his office? Do I have the former head of Pakistani intelligence on to tell you that 9/11 is an inside job and you can make the decision whether he's telling you the truth or not, and that Mumbai was a staged event? You know, do we have governors on, and do we have and congressmen on? Do we talk about issues and give you bill numbers? Yes, 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 yes. Do I spend time attacking other people and other hosts? No, no, no. Do I tell us, folks, that's what COINTELPRO is about, is getting us all fighting with each other. I come on air and warn you how provocateurs will try to set you up. I come on and warn you about Patriot scams, but I don't name names. I just tell you to look out on our end and on their end. I try to edify with the knowledge and the things I've learned. I'm just an aggressive Texan who loves liberty and freedom and knows how to read a government document, and I'm here warning you. We don't have time anymore to sit around sucking our thumbs. We don't have time. 1 in 3 toys is toxic. Don't buy your children the toys. Don't drink fluoridated water. You know, it's not a law. You got to take shots. Aspartame is killing people. We have doctors and scientists on all these issues as announcements. I'm like a lighthouse warning you about the rocks, or a buoy over rocks. And you're like, I don't know if that's, you know, a good buoy. Well, go over by the buoy and look under the water and see if you see a rock there. And you go over by the buoy, and there's a big fat rock underneath it. And I've told you about a million rocks, and there's rocks under every one of them. And it isn't that I care about being attacked. I expect that, because I am hurting the New World Order with the good people spreading the word out there. We're working as one engine together. But we need everybody pulling and fighting and out there. It's the information. It's the information. It's the information. It's the information. That's what we need to be focused on. Is the information accurate? And the answer is, yes, it's accurate. It's hidden in plain view. I mean, did the Financial Times of London, run by the Bilderberg Group, we have the links to that, the head of it, did they announce that they have set up a world government, the banks are going to run it, you're going to pay carbon taxes to them? Yes. Have they signed a transatlantic agreement between the North American Union and the European Union in the Rose Garden? Is it an endgame? Yes. What are we going to do? Did Judicial Watch sue and get the documents on the North American Union? And did it say they're setting it up? Yes. Did they say they're going to have carbon taxes? Yes. Did they say they're going to use troops on the streets and foreign troops? Yes. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about it? But see, people are trained to be lazy. And psychologically, they obsess on the messenger instead of, oh my God, he's got posted the NORTHCOM documents, the Posse Comitatus takeover documents. He's got all these experts on. He's giving you the facts. Instead of going and working on that and then warning others, it's all about Alex Jones. Oh. All right, I'm going to try to go to your calls as quick as possible, because I want to get to a lot of people here. Kyle in Iowa, go ahead.
Hello. I had one point I wanted to make, and this is actually to the intelligence people out there and everything. When the New World Order gets its global governance instituted, if it does, and they don't have the middle class to fight anymore, they don't have anyone else to fight anymore, they're going to look inward, because the guys at the top are going to be like, okay, who wants to usurp my power now? So the people that are part of this are slitting their own throats.
And that always happens in history, absolutely,
always.
And they never listen.
Yeah, exactly. And also, as far as another solution, I tried uploading it to Google, but it was giving me problems. But I actually took your Endgame 1.5 and the interview with Lindsey Williams and mix-mashed them together and put dates on it. I'm still trying to get it uploaded on Google.
Good. You're taking action. You're taking action.
And I also put up a Obama video that's about 2 hours long, and that is on Google Video. I actually had to mask my IP address for that, because apparently they're blocking out my IP address because of the other videos I put up. So
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to stop me from putting videos up there. It doesn't matter what they do. I'll always find a way around it. So keep trying, guys. But, yeah, I just wanted to make that point because these people who serve the system are going to get fed on because, just like I said before, when they don't have anyone else to look at, the guys at the top are going to be like, who's going to want to take my power from me now? And since the people that serve them are just like them, they're going to be like, oh, wow, they're a vulture. They're going to want to take my power from me, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to turn around, kill half of them. So either out of fear or because they want to set an example, and it's not going to ever stop. It'll just go back to the way it was before where every 3 or 4 months all of a sudden you got a new leader because the old one got killed by a clique of guys on the inside that wanted to kill them off.
And then everything falls apart like every other third world nation. Exactly. This is bad for 99.9% of us. I appreciate your call. Great call. Great points. Good to hear from you, Kyle. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air worldwide.
Morning, Alex. How you doing?
I'm pretty fired up.
Pretty doggone up to this point in time after 12, 15 years of putting your heart and soul into this, and you're relying on everyone else to actually make the information work, what you've worked so hard to put out there. Alex, I called today that in the light of, I mentioned to you before, you may remember, but just the word publicity, that hasn't entered into the arsenal of truth to supercharge it, to actually get the facts into the mass media in this country, which is doing everything they can to cover up every bit of information which you've exposed by...
Well, not just me, it's all of us together, but I have no power but through you guys. You have no power but through each other, all of us together. Here's an example. Every time on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, they show what Kashkari, what Paulson, what Bernanke have to say, what the Democrats, Republicans have to say, if they're pushing the banker takeover, of how they're, but every time it cuts to the congressmen who are saying, you're criminals, you stole the money, you're liars, it's going on, they cut away.
Mm-hmm.
But C-SPAN has it, so I'll flip over, and there, I mean, there it is, that's how they're doing it, right there.
Right, they don't want to even show to the public any kind of fight against what is being done right in plain
sight. Yeah, they don't
want
people to know there's a fight against it. They want us all broken up and unaware this is happening. I mean, there are so many examples of this, but that's why the alternative media is exploding and has to grow even faster. Because they're rushing to shut down the web. They're already doing it piece by piece, incrementally. We have all got to use it now to educate everybody now.
Right, Alex. The time frame is so doggone short. They are gone at such blitzkrieg speed here that it seems that the thing that would work the very best may actually at this time, because of the surrounding energies that are happening out of all of the fear and intimidation which they've generated within people over the years, is to a large degree hampered people, even when they do have the information, from stepping out.
Yeah, they make excuses. Subconsciously, it's scary to fight this. So they just say, I choose to say he's a bad guy. It's not true. Everything I'm saying is on record. It's all out. Look, 10 years ago it was on record. They were going to set up Northcom and put troops on the streets because they were going to economically implode us. It was in last year's British Ministry of Defense report. They're admitting what they're doing.
That's right.
It isn't about me.
No, absolutely not. It's about all of the information which you've made available, which is the stake that can kill the vampire. But the thing is how does that information get transformed into actual causing them to slow down?
Well, people are looking for silver bullets. We're going to kill the New World Order by a billion cuts. It's going before your city council. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me just give you a solution right now. You probably had 10 guests on this week about solutions and ideas. It's millions of little solutions, hundreds of big solutions, thousands of medium-sized solutions. Right after the Patriot Act passed, I read it. I did an analysis, something lawyers wouldn't do. I read it. I checked the U.S. code. I wrote a plan of how to fight it, and I laid out what it did, and a bunch of law firms and universities went and looked it up, and I got a big award from Project Censored, and they found it was all true what I said. Only because I spent a day, in a two-day period, reading the whole thing and writing up the Patriot Act, and then Patriot Act 2, Destroys Remaining Liberties, piece. And I said, we need counties, cities, and states to declare that they are still Constitution zones. People said, well, it's a federal issue. No, the states and counties can announce that their people are going to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And then other groups picked up the idea, codified it in 800-plus cities, 7 states, throughout the Patriot Act. It's a moral, political issue of saying, we rebuke you, we stand up to you, you know, tacking the letter to the, you know, to the church door, kind of like Martin Luther, but in a political fashion, and throwing down the gauntlet and saying, you are tyrants, you are tyrannous. But that takes you carrying the ball. Now, I went to Fredericksburg, Texas. I went to other towns. I went to Austin. And in Austin, we passed a resolution saying the Bill of Rights still is in effect and we won't take federal troops here and we're not going to live under martial law. Okay? So you do similar things, but I can't do it all. You've got the minds. You've got the intelligence. You pick an issue. You go in there. Go speak before your city council. Have the Washington Post hold it up and say, they say they're getting rid of the National Guard, federalizing it, putting troops on the streets for the American people. You can laugh, mayor, if you want. This is serious. This is tyranny. We don't want to be a third world country. That'll be seen on the local access TV. It'll be seen on the county TV. People hear about it. You go back every week and you do it. You wear a suit and tie. You bring others. You invite others. You know, there's again, let's say there's a lot of retired talk show hosts. Go get a radio show again. If you have to pay for it on the weekend, get sponsors so it pays for itself. Do it! Every time I say this, people call me, well, how do I do that? Do it! It isn't hard. Go figure it out. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. There is no headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns, ladies and gentlemen. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I'm fighting tooth and nail, fist and fang, hook and claw, blood and bone against these people, and I've been doing it for 53 years. Every week, I take time off work to go to the commissioner's court in Williamson County and address them personally.
This is Jim Dillon, and you have done a lot of good, Jim.
Well, listen, Alex, the troops are on the streets in Austin, Texas today, right here in front of me, right in front of Toys R Us, the United States Marine Corps, in full battle gear with armored 50 caliber equipped Humvees right in the middle of the parking lot in front of Toys R Us.
And this is all part of, first the sports stadiums.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I want to talk to him.
All right, I got five or six in battle dress uniform with their Kevlar vests and helmets and everything else on, and I got some in, I got a guy in, dress uniform, and, allegedly, they're collecting toys for the kids, but I asked them why they need the heavy equipment, and,
again, it's all part of condition. That's why they have the police do it, the Marines do it, it's all, and they're in the schools now, basically force recruiting, threatening the kids, telling them it's the law.
Well, they admitted it was for intimidation. But here's the United States Marine Corps Sergeant, Alex. You can ask him about the toy drive in front of Toys R Us. Here he is.
Okay. Sergeant, what's your name?
Hey, Alex. How you doing, Alex?
Good, Sergeant. What's your name?
Jacob Coronado.
Hey, you don't know who I am, do you?
I do. I got a couple other Marines here that want to talk to you. Here, hold on. How you doing, sir? We're up here at Toys R Us collecting toys for Toys for Tots.
Now, but you see, you guys are good guys, but you're being used by the New World Order to acclimate the public to seeing. I mean, I'm sure you've heard they're going to use the army on the streets of America. What do you think of that?
I'm collecting toys for needy children here in the Austin area. That's what I think.
I know it's funny. Did you hear about how Northcom's going to, quote, help at car wrecks? That's also part of the PR to condition the public to. Let me ask you this. Listen, Sergeant.
Sergeant,
it's great that you're collecting toys for the children. What they really need is their Bill of Rights and Constitution. You support the Bill of Rights and Constitution, right?
Absolutely. I also support our collection of toys so we can put smiles on children's faces across Austin this Christmas.
What they need is to not be injected with a mercury shot and autism. But I mean, let me expand something, Sergeant Coronado, right?
Well, thank you very much, though, and hopefully you can come by and support us and drop off some toys.
Well, Sergeant, Sergeant. Tell us your location, Sergeant.
Thank you. Alex, he didn't want to talk to you much longer.
Well, no, I wanted to ask him. I know he's heard they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. Will he support troops for combat on the streets of America? But see, Jim, you've heard me say they're doing this for PR. They admit it. Northcom says they're going to have the jaws of life, and the Army and the Marines are going to bust open cars. See how that's for propaganda purposes?
Yeah, they're defending us from our own devices, and they're going to save us. They're even having pictures with the little kids and on top of their
Humvees here with the swivel-mounted 50 cal.
My last year at Anderson High School, in 1992, we had a principal who was a retired Army colonel. He announced on the PA system, on the last day, enjoy yourselves, you're now part of the New World Order, and they had Army helicopters land, and everybody went out, and they said, join the military. So, yes, it's all part of getting them, just like they do in third world countries, they're acclimating us to their presence, Jim. What else are they doing?
Well, it's a recruitment effort, really, but they're under the guise of collecting toys for kids.
Yeah, it's brainwashing.
And made toys full of lead and melamine and so on. But it's right in the middle of the street, right between Best Buy and Toys R Us. When I rounded the corner, I thought I was in Iraq.
Okay, which Toys R Us is this, Jim? I'm going to send a camera. Aaron, don't leave.
It's 183 and 620. Lakeline Mall.
Okay, I've got to go do the live TV show in an hour and a half, so I can't go. But I'm going to send Aaron out there, or maybe somebody else from the office. They're all getting ready for the live show. I'm going to stay there, Jim. I want to hear more about this.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Let me explain what's happening. There's government documents on this. We've covered them, but now they admit it. They say they're going to use the Army, the Marines, and foreign troops. Toronto Star, other publications admit that. In the United States, but they say they've got to acclimate the public. So college football games, we have photos and video. In my film, Martial Law, in 2003, 2004, with the regular Army and National Guard and then the Civil Defense Force out at college football games searching little children's bags, and in downtown major cities searching children. all over the country. It's an acclamation. Now in the public schools, they bring them toys. They're there brainwashing them. Oh, it's all toys for children. What they need is their Bill of Rights and Constitution. And then now the Army is going to have troops in every city that, quote, help at car wrecks, as if the fire department and police couldn't. And that's for PR, with lots of news stories. The Army's here. They brought toys. The Army's here. They were at the parade helping children. The Army's here running a checkpoint arresting terrorists. The Army's here helping with the jaws of life at a car wreck. They're using Army helicopters to fly the person hurt in the car wreck out. Jim Dillon, so what were you doing up in North Austin when you ran across the Marines?
Well, Alex, I was taking a shortcut to my job, and I cut through the mall here at 620 and 183, and now they've got three security officers from the mall on me, now the lights on. They're going to try to tow my vehicle and everything, but I'm sure I can handle that.
So they're telling you in America that you aren't allowed, they're operating as if it's a public place in the parking lot, that you're not allowed to be out there with the Marines with the children.
Right. I guess I intimidated the United States Marine Corps, Alex, by asking him why the heavy artillery if they're just collecting toys for kids. They're trying to acclimate the children and condition them to accept killing and warfare as a natural part of life in America.
And the troops bring you toys.
Well, they have those nice uniforms and everything, and that commands a certain amount of respect.
That's exactly how in third world countries the force multipliers take control of the local groups.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're not fooled by toys being used.
What are these security people doing to you, Dillon?
Well, they've got me surrounded now. They've got their lights on. I'm actually circling the parking lot now. I went ahead and jumped in the car because it was a little more quiet. They've got a radio station, a big party set up with the Marine Corps and all the camouflaged equipment.
So they're behaving. Well, you know, Mitt Romney owns Toys R Us.
Oh, boy. Well, he's a moron, or is it Mormon?
Dillon, what you need to do is, let's not bash people now, Dillon. Dillon, what I want you to do is get out of there and then come back and park somewhere else. That way you evade them. And then my guys, I'm going to have to tell them to park away from it here in the supposed free country. Because everything's a corporate state now, just to get up and get the video and ask questions. So the Marines, I guess after We Dare Talk to them, called security. Did you see that?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Oh, in the free country.
I've been lurking in the area, asking probing questions for the last couple hours while you had me on hold anyway, so they knew what was up.
Well, we opened the phones up 45 minutes ago. Dillon, you should have told John Harmon what was going on. We don't screen phone calls, so we didn't know. You have to tell us these things.
Well, he just asked name and what state I was from, so that's what I gave him.
I know, but if you should have volunteered. Because we don't screen calls, we don't know. Should have volunteered the information. Dillon.
I am a volunteer, Alex. I'm a Minuteman.
I understand that, Dillon. You need to leave the area to throw them off and then come back in the supposed free country with the Marines tracking you, with the security guards, and then continue to observe the situation and call back in. I'm going to give you the back line right now. Okay, Dillon? And I've got the cavalry on the way. And it'll be Aaron and Derek are on their way to videotape. How dare us?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.